And I'm delighted now to welcome to the studio, I have some of the cast from the Donaghy's Community School production of Hairspray that they're going to be putting on now at the end of next week. So I'll say hello to you individually. Firstly, I have Rhys Trounce. Good morning, Rhys.
Good morning.
Then I have Tamika Jinnad. Good morning, Tamika.
Good morning.
And after that, we have Kaylee Crilly, sorry.
Hello.
How are you?
Hi.
And then Stephen Finnegan. How are you? haven't seen you in ages. And keeping them all under controls, Miss Teresa Kelly. How are you?
Very good.
Miss Kelly's a bit shy. She doesn't want to talk to us, so we're going to have to keep asking her lots of questions. Okay, right. So we'll the production yous are putting on, we're going to kind of, yous can all give me a little piece of kind of background. Firstly, Rhys, tell me all about the show and what it's about.
So it's basically about, it's set in the 60s. It's about a girl named Tracy Turnblad, and basically she's made fun of for her size, and she's, like, not happy. And there's, you know, segregation and racism and stuff. And then, I'll talk slower. And then, so basically, she finds herself, she gets a place on the TV show with all the people she idolises, and she's, like, deciding what to do with her newfound fame and power and stuff. And she wants to change the world and make it better. But there are racists, which makes it hard. And then it's basically what will win out in the end.
Okay, so it's I only watched the film when they redid it a few years ago with John Travolta and
Zac Efron.
Was who?
Zac Efron,
that's the one, yeah. Obviously I'd heard about the play, but I didn't really know what the subject and the content of it was about. It's a very, very interesting story. There's a lot of twists and turns in it. So, Rhys, how long have we been in rehearsal for this? When did this all start?
August. Like, she's been keeping it a secret from us since December last year. We found out before the summer holidays, and then we had to come in August to learn the dances for the musical.
And do you know them all yet?
Yeah, I do.
Ooh.
No, we know that we're grand. They're just like making sure they're perfect now, but we all know them and we're good.
Shots fired.
That's good. So, Kaylee, I'm going to move on to you now because you have the lead role, yeah, so to speak, as Tracy. How's that been for you so far?
It's like great.
Good.
The story of it's good, and like Tracy is like, she's a pleasant girl. Like, she's really joyful, uh-huh, and bubbly, and I kind of have roughly the same personality, yeah, about where I like. And, like,
you're just enjoying the, yeah, whole excitement of getting,
yeah,
into the role.
Experience.
Have you performed in any sort of productions before, or is this your first time?
This is the first time I've done, like, a musical or a play. Last year, I done The Idol with Skill.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about The Idol.
Yeah, I came first in the junior category.
Ah, excellent.
But ever since that, it's built up my confidence, like the fact that I went and done it and I, yeah, won it. That, and yeah.
Tell us just about The Idol. Tell us what The Idol is.
The Idol is the skills competition that's on every year around April. It's singing, dancing, anything really.
Mm-hmm.
And there's four or five categories.
Yeah.
There's groups, seniors, juniors, and dancing.
Yeah.
And it's really good. Like, it's a really good experience. And,
mm-hmm,
the people that are in it, everyone's nice, everyone's friendly. Like, you, yeah, end up making good lot of mates.
Yeah. It's kind of like X Factor for the Donaghy's, yeah?
Yeah. Just, yeah, not as much drama.
Just not as much drama. No, you couldn't get Cheryl Cole, no?
No.
Her name's not Cheryl Cole anymore, sure. It's not.
It's Cheryl Fernandez.
Fercini.
Rodriguez.
That's all right. We'll get Mel B. That's easier to remember.
Yeah.
So, anyway, back to the music. So, you've been in rehearsal since August, as you say, and it's getting really now what you have only now just over 10 days to, less than 10 days to your opening. Opening at the old nerves kicking in.
It'll probably kick in the night.
Yeah.
And then be like, oh, what's the rest of the words?
Because you have the kind of unenviable task of opening the show.
Yeah.
That song we just played. That's you out there on your own.
Yeah, thanks.
No pressure.
Thank you. Yeah.
But you know, you've rehearsed hard. What's the rehearsal schedule been like?
It's in the beginning it was Wednesdays and Fridays, and then Saturday mornings from 10 till about 4. And now it's Tuesdays and Thursdays. And we have next week, it's just full rehearsals, just to make sure everyone knows where they are, what they're doing.
So then how are you enjoying the song? You're playing Motomouth Maybell, isn't that it?
Yeah.
Queen Latifah, I think, played that part in the last movie, yeah?
Yeah.
And how are you finding that role?
Yeah, I like that role.
Enjoying it, yeah. It's a very strong role.
Yeah, she has a really big personality. And she's confident and she's all for integration. She's just, you know, she's really funny as well. She's one of the funny characters in the play.
Yeah, because she kind of has a very, very important and kind of very integral role to the whole story.
Yeah.
I don't want to spoil it for anybody who may not have seen the movie or the musical. I'm sure lots of people have, but for anybody, it's a very interesting story and how it twists and turns all the way through to the end. Okay, there you go. It was another snippet from some of the music from Hairspray, the musical. That's Welcome to the 60s. And the reason I played that one was because we've already spoke to Kaylee, who's playing Tracy. But we haven't spoke to Stephen. And Stephen plays Tracy's...
Mother.
It's a unique thing about Hairspray that the mother is always played by a male. That's the way it was written, apparently. How have you been finding climbing into a dress and everything?
Surprisingly fun, actually. it's been quite fun, and it brings like a bit of life to the rehearsals as well, because people find it very entertaining when you walk in a nice sparkly pink dress and a wig.
It's quite liberating, is it?
Very liberating.
Well, it's good that you experiment in your youth. So, how has the rehearsals been for you, and tell us about some of the other things you've done in preparation for the musical.
Well, the rehearsals have been grand, you know. It's been tiring, but it's fun at the same time. Like, they were talking about how we're in on Saturdays, and it's not all just work, you know. The staff, they put on food and all for us, and we have our fun on our Saturdays. We do have a nice little rave going on as well during our break.
But okay.
It does be good fun, and I think throughout it all we've become quite closer, you know, like me and Kaylee are practically mother and daughter at this stage.
Really?
In real life, not just in the show.
I love my mom.
I love him too.
You want to try living with him?
But you know, it's been good, and as in for preparation for the show, it's been just getting ready and sponsoring the show as well, trying to promote it and getting it out there and...
So, what did you do to get it out there? Tell us all about that.
Well, Friday week it was, we went...
Last Friday week,
and we done flash mobs in both Tesco's and Donamead. And it was great fun, and I'd like to thank the managers of both Clare Hall and Donamead for allowing us to do that, both Keith Bradley of Clare Hall and Pat McCabe of Donamead for allowing us to have the opportunity.
Yeah, I saw the one in Donamead. You got to do it twice in Donamead, yeah?
We did, yeah.
Yeah.
And it raised a lovely, nice awareness for the show. And
did you sell many tickets?
We did, didn't we? Yeah, we sold a few. But it was good promotion and good publicity for the show as well. There was a lot of interest. And actually, the flash mob is on YouTube. It's just the Donahue's Community School. Search that up on YouTube, it should come up.
There's a video up there.
It was
good crack. If anyone haven't seen it, I can recommend you go onto the YouTube and look at it. It was good fun. They were so kind of had to put up with so much, you know, people walking past them with trolleys and buggies and everything else, and they all put up with it very well. So Reese, I'm going to come back to you for a minute because you're the quiet one. Now you play Stephen's husband. Well, yep. Edna's husband. You're Wilbur.
I'm Wilbur.
Hello, darling.
Now there's a kind of love song in the middle of the, isn't there?
Yep, there is.
How's that going down?
That's going great. We choreographed the dance ourselves for that. In spaces between, actually, like having to do proper work, we just snuck off to the other room and came up with.
Doesn't sound sinister at all.
I'm pretty sure you shouldn't be telling, you know, the world that mean you were sneaking off different rooms.
While you were wearing a dress.
While I'm wearing a dress.
Yeah, there was sometimes a witness there to show that we were definitely dancing. And we choreographed the dance ourselves, and the song is nice. And I think it's a nice bit of the musical anyway.
Yeah, no, because obviously I've seen it in the movie and I've seen clips of it on Broadway that Stephen's being studying at home, and it's very intimate. It's really a nice little interlude. So maybe Miss Kelly, you can tell us what the thinking was behind putting them two together.
Well, I figure as they're both best friends in their actual lives, they had a great chemistry anyway, and they're both quite entertaining. So the piece, it comes across as very entertaining. I think it's going to be one of the highlights of the actual show. Yeah. So they work really well together. They have really good chemistry. So it was ideal for us, really.
Yeah. Now, the other thing I wanted to say to you, I feel like I'm back in school calling Miss Kelly, but I have to call her Miss Kelly in front of all the students, so we'll leave her at that. The run of the show, it's on three nights, the end of next week, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. But there's two matinee shows as well, is that right?
That's correct. There's a matinee show on the Wednesday and the Thursday that's open for primary school kids in the area. So they'll be brought down by their teachers to view it during the day.
It's a tough kind of schedule, isn't it?
It's grueling schedule. And to be fair, I think it's going to be grueling on the kids involved as well. But they seem up for it and they're well prepared at this stage. So we're excited, I think, more so than anything.
Stephen told us at home to get the following week off, is that true?
No. Unfortunately, it's not. They'll be preparing the following week then for their Christmas exams, so it's all go.
Oh, back to normal.
Absolutely, yeah, absolutely.
Okay, I'm going to come back to you, Tamika. Outside of the musical and everything, there's other extracurricular stuff in the school to do with music, like you've the music club and that. Tell us about that.
Well, the music school runs every Wednesday. It runs every Wednesday and they teach different type of musical instruments. They teach piano, guitar, drums, songwriting, engineering, and they also teach you how to sing as well. I joined the music skill when I was in first year and I'm still in until today. It's a great way to make friends. It's a great way to learn how to play musical instruments. It's not expensive whatsoever. It's really cheap compared to what you would pay to get piano lessons or guitar lessons. And it's a great way to, you know, bond with the people teaching you, and it's a really good opportunity. It gave me loads of confidence and it taught me how to sing better and project my voice, and it taught me how to songwrite. It's a really good opportunity.
Yeah, and you've kind of sang for a celebrity or two, have you? Well, maybe one in particular.
Well, I sang for Miss Hillary Clinton when she came over to Ireland.
Excellent. Excellent stuff. So if she becomes the president in 2016, is it? I think the next election is. If she becomes the president, will you be invited back, do you think, to the White House?
Hopefully.
And get to sing at the inauguration or wherever. That must have been great fun, was it?
Yeah, it was. It was great fun.
And did you get to meet her?
I got to meet her when I was shook her hand. She came to DCU to talk about human rights. And I also sang for Michael D. Higgins at the YSI showcase, and that was also great fun.
Excellent stuff. So we've got a high caliber of musical talent involved in this musical. It's not just a gang of kids getting thrown together. You know, so it sounds kind of like it's going to be a pretty exciting event. Are you looking forward to opening night? You know, are you looking forward to, is it just get through it now, or is really at the stage in a way you just want to do it?
It's actually getting quite exciting at this stage, I think, for everyone, because especially after the Flash Mobs, which was like our first kind of performance together in public, I think it just boosted everyone to kind of get ready for the show, because I think before that everyone was quite nervous and didn't really know how it would play out. But then when we went and we done the Flash Mobs, and I think that day when we came back, everyone was just, they were buzzing and they were happy and they were ready to do the show, and I think it's time at this stage.
Just get out there and bursting onto it. What about you, Kaylee, dying to get going?
Yeah, I am absolutely buzzing for it. Like, hopefully I don't mess up any of the songs.
Sure,
we can improvise. We can improvise. But yeah, I think after the flash mob, the feeling everyone got from it, like that buzz, that atmosphere around us, I think we're all hoping that that's just intensified a lot.
Yeah. And I think it's a great way to kind of bring a diverse group of students together who otherwise probably wouldn't necessarily know each other or pal with each other or socialise with each other, and it's a big outcome. How many in total is in the cast?
48.
Wow. And they go from first year right through to sixth year. Wow. I have to say I'm looking forward to it. I'm really looking forward to it, and I'd say it's going to be a great experience. And just the dates again, Reese. So as people know,
it's on the 3rd, 4th, and 5th of December.
in the Donaghy's Community School, and it starts at 7:30.
Yep.
And if people want tickets, how do they get them?
They can just come to the school. They're available in the main office. It's €5 for a child ticket, €10 for an adult ticket, and a family ticket for two adults and two children is €25.
It's actually €20.
Okay, well, look, we wish us the best of success. And I suppose the whole school's probably a bit of a buzz now, is it? Be getting ready for the kickoff of this.
Yeah, everyone's really excited. The last day is actually sold out because everyone's been buying tickets.
Excellent.
So everyone's really excited for a show.
That's good. Have I got tickets? That's all right. There's no point knowing the cast and not having tickets.
And also, may I add there, just if there are any local businesses who would like to sponsor spot prizes for our interval raffles on any of the nights, just get in contact with myself, Miss Kelly or Miss Farrigan in school. They can get through the school office, the school number. And also there are pages on the programme that they, if they would like to buy advertising space for €35 for a half page or €50 for a full page. That would be fantastic.
So there you go, folks, if you're listening in and you have a small business or you want to sponsor a spot prize, and you'll get your name in the programme and get your name out there amongst the community, because it's absolutely brilliant. I have to say, it sounds like it's going to be absolutely great fun. I'm really looking forward to it, and I hope you've got all three nights sold out. I really do, because it sounds like it's going to be a brilliant kind of event. Is all, look at you all. They're all, but I'll tell you what was actually great when we were sitting here, when we were playing a couple of the songs there, unless you're watching it in the webcam, folks, nobody would have seen it, but they're all sitting here and they're bopping along and they're singing along and they all know their parts, and it's great to see the enthusiasm, and hopefully it's a huge success. I know I keep saying it, but I really hope it's a huge success. So we're going to thank us all now for coming in. We're going to go out with the big song. This is the one that Stephen said you're getting a bit fed up with now, is it?
Well, you know, we've been going over most of them now at this stage, so they're drummed into us.
Yeah.
But this one at the end is.
Yeah.
Well,
but the finale is the big song. It is the big finale. So thanks very much for coming in, guys. Reese, Tamika, Kaylee, Stephen, and Miss Teresa Kelly. And really, really wishes every success, because it sounds like it's going to be a brilliant song.